Let me try a couple of statements out on all of you and see how you respond to them. Tomorrow morning, the sun will rise in the east. In 2020, we will have a presidential election. The Kansas City Chiefs should be playing in the Super Bowl today, not the Rams. All sound true?
No.
So, you can work with those. How about comments like this? You weigh too much. You spend too much time watching television. You spend too much time on the internet. You're not working hard enough. You're not paying attention to your family or your friends. Do those sound like statements of truth? You're not so sure, right? Maybe they sound like critiques. And who here likes to be criticized? Be honest. Who here likes criticism? I doubt any of us really do. When we're at work or school, we don't want criticism. We want constructive criticism, which essentially says, oh, if only you could be more awesome than you already are. Right? Nobody wants to be criticized. But it's a cliche, but it's true. The truth hurts. We don't want to hear the truth. And often, rather than saying, well, I'll think about it, or maybe you've got a point, our response to you weigh too much is, well, your clothes are out of style, or you talk too much. We respond to a critique with an attack of our own. We deflect. We try to hide from the truth. That's what's going on here in Nazareth, in the synagogue. You'll remember last week, Jesus had been reading from the Bible, from the book of Isaiah. And he had told the congregation that the poor were going to be lifted up. And the outcasts were going to be taken care of. That the time of redemption had arrived. The prophecy was being fulfilled right then. And the people in the synagogue, hearing those words, sitting in this little town of Nazareth, this out-of-the-way small community, must have thought, hey, he's talking about us. We can work with this. This is good. And at the beginning of today's lesson, we hear they thought his words were marked by grace. And someone in the congregation said, hey, isn't that Joseph's son? Now, I suspect many of you recognize this sentence from Scripture. And you've probably heard it preached with an interpretation that suggests the congregation was being negative. Oh, this is Joseph's son. What good is he? He's a nobody. And that's something that comes down in a lot of commentaries. But imagine the lesson ended with that sentence. Then it might be cast a little bit differently. Oh my gosh, it's Joseph's son. He's impressive. He's surprising. He's exciting. But we don't hear that kind of interpretation. Because the congregation at Nazareth takes all of the heat and all of the blame in today's lesson. Why is that? Well, you notice Jesus gets kind of harsh and hard with the congregation in what follows. And he tells people that prophet is never listened to in his own hometown. And he quotes an aphorism that was popular throughout Mediterranean culture. Doctor, heal thyself. It's as if Jesus is saying, I know you are not going to want to hear what I say. That somehow you're going to point the finger at me as if it's my fault. And then Jesus brings up these anecdotes from the history of Israel about the widow and Elijah and Naaman and Elisha. And he tells them that there have been widows and there have been lepers in the land. And nothing was done for them. But God had paid attention to these two figures. The light bulb went on over their heads, and they understood what Jesus was saying. You guys are not the ones who are going to be saved. You guys are on the outside. You have rejected God, and He is going to care for others. Now, the initial response of indignation and outrage on the part of the congregation is somewhat understandable. If I told you all, you're all damned, there's no hope for you, what would be your response? You probably wouldn't be happy. But hopefully you would take a moment to think about what I'd said. And hopefully you'd place it in the context of our worship life together. And you think about things that had happened in the past. Those people in Nazareth had a long, rich tradition to draw from. And they knew about the prophets like Isaiah and Amos and Hosea and Micah and Ezekiel. All of whom came and delivered a word of judgment from God. They had John in their very own day saying the time to repent had arrived. So after they had their fit, maybe they could have turned to Jesus and said, okay, how do we get back on the inside? What do we have to do? The truth hurts, and we want to hear. But we know from the story that the response was to say, the truth hurts, so let's throw it off a cliff. Let's ignore it. Let's not repent. Let's keep doing things our own way. We know that the truth can be difficult, and it can be hard to hear. And not just when it's about criticism. When our sins are pointed out, when our family as a community are made clear to us. But it's also when we are called to act and we are called to do things. Jeremiah did not want to be called. Jeremiah responded to God by saying, not me, I'm a boy. And of course God's response is, don't care. Remember Moses. I've got a speech impediment. I can't speak. God's response was, it's not an issue. We as Christians know that we have fallen, and we know that we are fallible. But rather than seeing ourselves as being written off, we know that God works with us. And He uses us with all of our flaws. And that doesn't mean we can't get better. But we have to see the truth as it is. Many of us will go on diets, adopt a savings plan, take classes after work because we want a better job. And none of that's fun, but we do it. So why don't we accept the truth in our own lives? I'm going to throw another cliche at you. The truth can set you free. Now, you hear that, or at least I hear that, and my first thought is, oh, great, it's going to be Zen sayings. And maybe motivational posters. But that's not the truth we're talking about here. We're talking about truth with a capital T. God's truth that came to us in Jesus and is still present with us in the Holy Spirit. not something we make up for ourselves, something that denies our reality, but something that helps us to overcome it and to make something new. We are called to accept the truth and to live the truth and to share the truth. I don't think that hurts so much. And indeed, I think that's something for which we should say thanks to God, because we're not alone. We have a spirit, we have one another. And knowing that, we can handle it. So if someone tells you you weigh too much, someone tells you you're spending too much time on the internet, or you can do a better job at work, before you lash out, before I lash out, why don't we take a moment to hear what they're saying? And to know that we are armed with God's power to move forward.